For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indeed. It's the Independent Wrestling Podcast. I'm Mike Hamley, here once again to talk about some independent wrestling with my awesome co-host, Arches Reg. How are you doing? You're muted.
You're muted, my pal. Come on, dude.
2 weeks Tragic. In a row. 2 weeks in a row.
Proud of you.
Am I here?
You're here now.
I don't know why StreamYard does this. It did this to me on Denise's stream. Whenever a video plays, some reason it now kicks me off of here.
Oh.
What the shit?
Mike, what are you doing, dude?
Yo, I didn't do
Come
anything.
Come on, dude.
I didn't do anything. That's crazy.
He's Am here I now. Back? Am I
yeah,
here?
You're Can back you hear now. Me? Yeah, that's weird. The little icon was like that. You were good, and then it was like it. Clicked on for no reason whatsoever.
Come on,
I didn't,
dude.
I didn't like, do
what
that.
Are you doing, pal?
Anytime there's that. A video, the for some reason, it like takes me back or takes me off time or something, and it never works. I don't know what it is. StreamYard, fix it. It's annoying. I don't want to be kicked off my streams. I want to kick my show how I want to kick them off. It's your boy, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, media man in the building. It's Indeed. I am very excited to be here today, Mike. We have a special guest. The Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, is on fire talking about independent wrestling. So it's fun that we're talking about independent wrestling today, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those days where, like, normally I'm like, yeah, I get to do the independent wrestling podcast and not have to worry about any of all this stupid wrestling news that goes on. And then, like, but you know, like, every now and then somebody tweets out something kind of stupid. And then, you know, everyone starts talking about it. So.
Hey, I am completely like, I can tell you, I have not a clue what you guys are talking about.
And
whatever
that's
happened on Beautiful X today.
Love it.
I tell you, I go on there, I post maybe one or two things. I'll see what tagged, I'll literally go to like my notifications, my direct mentions. I'm like, cool. And I'm out.
I think today you should be a little informed because you're kind of in the mix of what everybody's talking about today. So
perhaps, well, not like not personally by name directly, but
he's in it. Like it was talking about a gang that he's a part of. You know what I mean? So it's crazy outside.
I'm gonna need some links so I can catch up because I'm gonna spend like 4 hours on X or Twitter or Elon, whatever he wants to call it this week. Not a fucking clue what's going on.
Well, yeah, let's not start that way.
Am I involved in it in a positive way? Or negative? Did
you're an independent wrestler, so you're involved in it. That's all we'll say. We'll catch you up here.
Keep wrestling fun. It's just supposed to be fucking fun.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's what I thought this was all
I'm
about.
Not shitting. I'm not shitting on anybody because I have no idea what this is about.
Oh no! It's
about
the IWTV world title and where it's being defended. You know that stuff.
You are caught up.
Yeah, just pack it all up and roll it out the window. We don't care. Cole Radrick just likes to wrestle.
I love it,
Cole Radrick. Cole Radrick got so heated. He muted himself.
He muted himself.
What the heck?
Oh God, he's back. He's so back. This shit's off the rails already.
I love Austin, it.
I had a whole nice introduction put together for Paul Radrick and everything.
And we just threw it, but we just rolled this shit
off of a hill. I love it.
At the end of the day, I'm not involved in whatever wrestling drama goes on. I wanted to make it known. I just want to wrestle, be a a procurer of plants, if you will. Mm-hmm. I want to have a good time, and I want to go the fuck home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep it fun.
You do some gardening, eh?
Is it botanist? Thank you. Girlfriend with
you
the
say lobotomist?
Yeah, not a lobotomist.
I don't think that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Botany. Botanist. Appreciate you, babe.
Oh, hey. Look, a super chat from Van Toon Blake. Cool. Please go to St. Louis and save Glory Pro from Shaza.
Listen, I don't think there's anybody that could save anyone from Shaza.
I mean, that's pretty. Yeah. Sean Ross Sapp would tell
you. Sean? Yeah.
You cannot.
Hey, Sean, did you guys. What the f-
Oh, there you
guys see, did you guys see Sean's surprise debut at Black Label Pro? The dude got a standing ovation. No, crowd went mild. It was fucking amazing.
Got a negative pop. I've never seen a negative
pop. Road Warrior pop, brother. That's what we call that.
They were like, somebody popped, and then they were like, actually, I take my pop back because I didn't know that was actually Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah, he got it. It was a pop. It was like a reverse pop, though. It's still spelled pop, but it was the opposite of what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that happened. He made what we call an attempt. Proud of him.
Yeah, it was good. Actually,
it got him heat online, you know, like it's eventually it worked. Well, like
Sean posts on Twitter and he gets heat online. So
yeah, you're true. You're right.
Oh, hey, no, it worked in our favor. We had Shaza on the show about a month after that happened. And Sean ran in on the interview as well. And
got another big pop. I'm assuming.
Kind of, you know, he got a holy shit chant. I don't think the sound bite's in here anymore, so I can't play it again, unfortunately. But he did knock his monitors like completely off his desk.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that was real cool. You know, another highlight moment. So
you gotta get those monitors. I just had a word, but I have mine like placed.
clamps down.
Yeah, clamps down. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're on a stand. I'm not. I have cats. I can't trust them.
Nope. Do you have like the one vertical setup going?
Yeah, I have a double.
Ooh, fancy.
So we're out here.
Yes.
I'm craving a little bit more screen real estate. That comes from like you started a Twitch stream though, which is I talked to you a year ago. You hadn't started a Twitch channel yet. So bunch of developments. Hey.
I mean, slowly trying to build up and do some cool things outside of wrestling because, you know, there's drama and I think people need healthy escapes. And my healthy escape is raging out on Call of Duty like the third grader that I used to be. You know, I play a lot of like Rocket League and we just hang out and have a good time a lot of the time. So twitch.tv/StrattyDaddy4ever.
Do you have like a schedule on it, or is it just kind of like whenever you're feeling like it?
I usually get on all, like random hours of the days, Monday through Thursdays. Usually catch me on it basically anytime after 7 p.m. I usually game with guys like Ron Bass Jr., who's a wrestler out of Florida, guys like Jimbo Snipes, who's a commentator for Paradigm Pro out of Louisville. I get a whole bunch of different people from all aspects of wrestling and bring them on to the Twitch, and we all have different roles, been different places, and people get to see us in a realm outside of wrestling.
That's dope.
Yeah. So it was
and then I also do the iRacing, which is like the full racing seat rig. So
that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I haven't hopped back in it. I was going to hop back in it tonight, but that's like 20 minutes of setup that I don't know if I want to do.
For sure. I was watching your stream the other night, and you guys were having some fun. And do you have anything nice to say about Ron Bass Jr.? Because I know he kind of pissed you off, and you told him you weren't going to say anything nice about him on here.
Next question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That. Just checking.
Mm-hmm. Easy as that.
But yeah, so we were talking off stream before we did start. I talked to you about a week short of a year ago. And since so that was right around you had a match with Colby Carino.
Yeah. And yeah, I got a piece of glass stuck in my ass for 6 months from that match.
Yeah.
Great times.
It's fucking great times. Wild.
Yeah, dude, it was horrible. I loved it.
That's a hell of a way to start the update of since the last time I talked to you. But you also did a TLO. You lost the GCW Extreme Championship, not in the way that Joey Janela lost the GCW Extreme Championship, correct, mind you. Mm-hmm. You did also, for a hot minute, hold the DDT Iron Man Heavy Metal Championship. Now holding the Black Label Pro Championship.
Mm. Yes.
We love Black Label
Pro. Then, now, and forever.
Yes.
So you've had a busy 12 months. Absolutely. Looking back on, you know, since the last time we talked, how do you feel about the last year in the life of Cole Roderick?
Man, just being very lucky, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm from a very small town of like 2,000 people, so anything that I get to do in the wrestling world, I think of it as a big win. Mm-hmm. Because everybody in my hometown works the same three jobs, does everything, and like I almost fell into that cycle. And so, like right before I talked to you, we were getting ready to go to the UK for the first time. We were getting ready to go to Japan for the first time, go to Mexico for the first time. And I did all three of those. I've went to Canada since. I've been back to England, getting ready to go back to England for a month.
Yes.
My camera's cutting out. But man, other than that, I'm honestly just very lucky, very happy. I'm in a very motivated mindset to just keep growing and deep. Being able to do cool things so the next small town hick can have big dreams too.
You know, Cole, I want to, J Rolls would be very upset if we don't start out this thing talking about Indiana wrestling, my friend.
Indiana wrestling.
There's so many talented individuals, yourself included, out there that are consistently working so hard to put Indiana wrestling on the map. Nap is going crazy. Nap's just representing for the community, pro wrestling, and kind of do it in the future. Talk to me about how the spirit of what you guys kind of encompass out there and how it is to kind of put it on the map and be one of those in the forefront for it.
Man, I have a lot of love for Indiana wrestling. Obviously, it's where I grew up. I grew up with guys like J Rose, with guys like Calvin Tankman, with guys like Chase Holiday, with guys like Sean Kemp. Like, I grew up with all these guys. So we all have almost, I wouldn't say we all have the same mindset of wrestling, but we all share the same vision of wrestling where it's hood, includes Hoodfoot too. That's my, that's my fucking dude.
Yes.
Hoodfoot's the fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
But we all don't have the same mindset, but we have the same vision of wrestling where it's like, hey, wrestling's for fucking everyone. All right. Yeah. Like, we don't have to be a dick. We don't have to have drama. Like, man, you know, even though I'm a little shithead at Nap, because I'll do whatever the fuck I want. Going to those NAB shows are sick because there's no drama. It's about having fun. I mean, J Rose is stressed out, which I thoroughly enjoy. If J Rose is having a bad time, I'm having a great time. But going to those shows, it's like, it's sweet because it's me and all my friends I grew up with in wrestling having a good time. Nat gives back to the community. They curb gun violence in Indianapolis and in like the youth sections. It's just really cool. Then you also have companies like Emerge Wrestling in Columbus. You have Paradigm in Jeffersonville. You got New Era in Shelbyville. You have Black Label in Crown Point. You have all these other companies in Indiana that are trying to make Indiana worthwhile and make it something where a young talent from Illinois or Ohio or Michigan or Kentucky or wherever else want to come and, you know, build there. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at Nap always has a Georgia carload. You have guys like Darian Bingston.
Shout out to the homie.
Fuck you. I will continue to whoop your ass every Naptown show. I don't give a shit. You could put any of these wannabe guys that want to be from Indiana in front of me. I will whoop their asses.
You got them, D. Don't worry.
But you also have good guys like Rico Gonzalez from Atlanta. You just have really good carloads coming to Nap And guess what? It's not just the same Indiana 8 people wrestling each other. Mm-hmm. It's now getting guys like Dylan Cole, who's a young second-generation talent out of Shelbyville, all these opportunities to wrestle different people. And that only makes you better, because in the grand scheme, you have to be able to adapt to any type of person you wrestle.
True.
And if we can create an environment in Indianapolis at NAPP where it's all these different fucking wrestlers that wrestle all these different styles, and then guess what? You have to make the best of it. You can't have an ego about it. You can't throw a fit. Like, I'm an asshole at NAPP. I'm a good guy everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I could be like, hey, I want to make merch money. Like, let me be a good guy at NAPP, whatever. Now I could be an asshole and ruin Darian's life every fucking second. Hell yeah. Sorry, I go on tirades.
No, it's all good.
Hey, man, go on your tirades. It's We're okay.
Back. We're back.
Honestly, though, like,
shout out,
you
know, Matt.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, getting to be an asshole is, you know, it's fun.
But who doesn't want to get the opportunity to do that?
Dude, you know how hard it is to be nice?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to be. It's just easier.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm angry. I want a nap. I haven't been in my bed for 72 hours. Come on.
I feel like you need to be eating a muffin while you say all this.
Or a vodka Red Bull.
Better.
Yeah, see? Y'all get it. Mm-hmm. Y'all get it.
Yeah. That's a good shout. That's a good shout.
Mm-hmm.
You do have the chaotic energy, though. Like, I've noticed anytime you're in, like, any kind of... your TLO, obviously, was a pretty good window into it. But, like, anytime you show up in anyone else's, like, video footage of anything, you're generally bringing some, like, chaotic upbeat energy. Have you always been like that? And, like, where does it come from? Because, you do some pretty wild shit while you're hanging around with some people.
Honestly, it's just probably I wanted the attention when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wasn't very popular. I mean, I know it's kind of hard to tell that, obviously, I'm like, you know, smooth talking, skywalking way. But I just really didn't fit in any places. But I realized, like, in the friend groups, I was definitely, like, the craziest one out of all of us. So whether it be, you know, riding a skateboard down a huge hill that, you know, just went into a street, I was like, all right, like, I'll fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I could, like, kind of pro wrestling it a little bit and, like, find ways to get pops out of it. And now it's just kind of what I do. I don't know how to best describe it besides, like, it usually can pop the boys, the girls in the locker room, and it's just kind of who I am. Like, honestly, it's not like me playing a bit either. I'm just a fucking weirdo person that likes to make people laugh, even if it's at my own demise.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna live long fucking anyway, so, like,
might as well enjoy it.
I might as well be the crazy one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, who fucking knows now? This guy's on fire and shit.
No, dog. I had the weirdest premonition, right? That's the word. Like, you have, like, a thought. Yeah. So mm-hmm. like, I read a book when I was like 15 about, like, you know, amateur wrestling, whatever. And it was this, like, fiction book. But it was like, the guy was scared to death. Like, he had this, like, religious thought, like, oh, if I die, like, before 18, I'm not going to heaven. Mm-hmm. And I'm personally not religious, rock and roll, whatever you go by, love it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, I'm going to die at, like, before I turn 18. So the week of my, like, 18th birthday, I'm scared shitless. And now I'm just living on, like, extra time.
It's all the cherry on top at this point.
Yeah. You know, that's why it's like everything is not as serious as people fucking make it out to be. Like, we are on a weird fucking orb that is flying through.
So weird.
Space, bro. There's aliens that the government's confirming and nobody seemingly gives a fuck about.
Yeah, why aren't
am I right?
There's so much going on.
Am
you guys.
I lying or am I dying?
Like, we can't focus on aliens when everything else is burning. We're like, oh, cool, aliens, dude. All other kind of stuff is
burning. Whatever. Like, we'll just push that. They're fucking here.
Yo, I don't know. Maybe can't we focus on that for like just a little bit? Like, I feel like that got swept under the rug way too fucking quick.
It seems like candid of a
listen.
Just for how candid of an admission that was. That
the
it was
only
just
thing
like, yep,
I'm
cool.
waiting for. I'm more than like, hey, here's the actual fucking alien, guys. We had him. Sorry, it's a Trump prison photo. Because I just need that. On my wall, and I mean, if you go wherever you go, whatever, fuck them. That's probably the only thing I'm more excited for than the like first alien.
No, it's called right Canadian. Here. It's called Canadian.
Canadian.
It's not. Alien. Canadian.
Canadian.
Alien.
Yeah.
Canadian. He is. Men in Black.
Absolutely.
You know, it's cool. So that kind of chaotic energy that we talked about in videos and with friends, you kind of translate that into your ring work too. Like a lot of the times, like when Cole Radrick is in there, you know his style, you know what he's doing, you know that exactly what you talked about here is translated into the ring. Did you make a conscious effort to do that, or was it just like naturally how your in-ring style kind of progressed?
Honestly, like it just I feel more comfortable because it's just being me. Like everybody says, the best version of yourself in wrestling is the extended version of yourself.
True.
And so I just turn up the chaotic energy to 11 and it works out for me. I try not to just do the same shit over and over. So whether it's doing like a stop punch classic thing, instead of just doing like a whole bunch of flips where I get blown up and look fat afterwards. Like you got to be able to mix it up and have a good time and make people laugh. You know? So I just tried to do whatever I could early on to get as comfortable being in the ring. Like, I don't want to feel like when I was stepping in that I had to portray this character.
Right.
As well as wrestle this whole match with a guy that's way more athletic than me and can run quicker. Like I had to be able to not have to worry about the lesser part, which is just being myself, which I mean, I don't know why fucking people like me, but we're here. So.
Well, you know, speaking of people liking you and their thoughts on your wrestling, I have I have an anonymous review from one of your peers for me.
Interesting.
Or for you. Sorry. So I'm going to read it to you.
Is this a bit?
No, I think this is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be. Could be. It's something.
This is a real thing from this somebody.
This is a real review that somebody that a fellow wrestler anonymously wrote about you for me, and I'm gonna read it to you, and then you can try to guess who wrote it after if you'd like. Okay, let's see if we can find some good music here. Cole Radrick is a severely underrated talent that can mesh with any style in the ring and knows how to get hardcore while maintaining his sweet, earnest demeanor. He has a particular energy that seems to get people behind him in an authentic way and maintains his roots as a local legend sweetheart, even though his platform has expanded beyond what he thought he'd ever accomplish. Don't let the kindness fool you, though. He's tough as nails, and there are a lot of high-level wrestlers that couldn't even sniff the skills he has up his sleeve. So that's an actual review written by a fellow wrestler anonymously. If you'd like, you want to take some guesses at who might have wrote that?
I have no fucking clue. it's been so long since I heard somebody say something nice about my wrestling.
Yeah,
how sick. It'd either be Effie. Ron Bass, because Ron Bass jokes about the local legend shit with me. I don't know.
It was Effie, yes.
Effie?
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Beautiful words, Effie.
Absolutely. That was awesome.
Fuck you for making me tear up, asshole.
I'm sorry.
That was really cool.
It's a new segment we're experimenting with here, so you may
Yeah, don't get me for Ron Bass, though.
Yeah.
I will say Ron Bass, sweetheart, human, anybody would be lucky to be his friend.
That's awesome. Yeah. Boom. But yeah, no, I know Effie's a you know, pretty, you're around him quite often and pretty close with him. So wanted to, yeah, knew he'd That's be someone good to reach out and get some good honest feedback on you from. Yeah.
That was cool.
Thanks, Effie.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Love you, Effie.
Speaking of Effie, speaking of GCW, homecoming weekend's coming up this weekend.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and flip that around.
Hey. So you've got a bit of a shuffle though for yourself now, right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. It was supposed to be me and Murdoch tagging in a death match, and I think Hirotu got hurt, I believe. So now Murdoch's in a singles match, and that leaves me open night one of homecoming. I hear Tony Deppen is also open night one of homecoming. We wrestled each other a long time ago. It would be his first match back. It's my first match back at the Showboat this year.
Really?
Mike will be a really big fan of that match too. Like,
I'm just, I don't like, know. Like, yeah. But who knows? I'll be there. I'll wrestle any type of fucking match. We'll see what the universe brings out.
It's GCW. There's always somebody around kicking it that could definitely put on a great match out there. Death match or regular.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then night two, me and Alec Price, the Busta Boys, taking on Ninja Mac and Dante Leon in a tag match. Ooh, oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Don't forget, though, starting on Friday, this is my first match week in H2O versus Kennedy Copeland.
Mm. Oh, shit.
You got a busy weekend, big bro.
Hey, every weekend's a busy weekend.
That's what we love to hear.
I love it. I want to do anything else, bro. I got four matches in 2 days next week, and I got three. Ooh. I got three and three this weekend. So That's back at it. Love it. Fucking love it.
That's wild. That's a busy weekend too.
It's what I was put on this earth to do, baby.
Absolutely. I don't know. You stay like fresher over a multi-match weekend though, like versus like, oh, you know, wrestling say on Friday and then maybe not till Sunday again.
Honestly, like I try to take during the week as chill as possible besides like working out, like I'll do nothing. Like I'm a bum. Like I'll clean up around the apartment, hang out on the Twitch, losing Madden. But honestly, like I think the hardest weekends are ones where it's like having a match on Friday, having a match on Sunday, because Saturday you're just kind of like moping around. Yeah. And like for me, I'm like it's a Saturday night. I should be inside of a wrestling ring somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. And that for me is like probably the worst part because so much more antsier and ready to do it.
True.
Oh, sorry. This chat just.
I can be. I always.
This chat was crazy. First time I saw Tony Deppen was at the first GCW St. Louis show versus Nick Wayne. And when I said, leave him alone, he's just the boy, Tony replied, I'm going to kick his ass and I'm going to fuck his mom.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
And then the crowd chanted this.
Mm hmm.
And Nick Bro.
Yeah.
That's what a story. What a
shout out Tight Spot also in the chat. He's always on the Twitch. I just figured out how to get to the comments.
Ah, yeah, there we go. Yeah, we got tabs. It's the different tabs. The other one is in case we just need to say anything to you privately without saying it on air.
You told me to shut the fuck up.
That's
on me.
You're not supposed to read that out
loud.
That's
crazy. Oh, yeah, that's geez. Private. It says
I'm
private.
I'm a jobber. Cole. I don't get the main show script.
It says private, Cole.
What are you talking about, jobber? You're the Black Label Pro Heavyweight Champion, Cole, right?
And you're goddamn right.
Yes, that's where I wanted to transition into is talking about Black Label Pro because they are one of our favorite independent wrestling companies that doesn't mix in a lot of the crazy other politics. They're just like, here's a dope wrestling show and here's a great champion in Cole Radrick and let's do it.
yeah, here's like here's a few wrestlers that you might not have seen in like over a decade. And let's we're gonna do two shows in the same day, and both shows are gonna have like 12 matches. So shut you get up. To just watch a full day of fucking wrestling. It's yeah. the best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. I love wrestling for Black Label Pro. Honestly, it's been a staple in Indiana since like 2019, 2018. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first shows, like I couldn't hardly get on. Like I would hit up Mikey and get ghosted. So the other owner of Black Label Pro, shout out Prince Petty, Tyler Edwards. Mm-hmm. He was like, him and Mikey, I think about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, were like going through like matches, and they were like watching guys to see who they wanted to bring in. And they brought up my match, but also get somebody else that they were actually kind of like looking for. And Mikey's like, did Cole get better? Or is he just like not half bad? And Tyler's like, bro, I've been trying to bring Cole in for like a year now again. And like, you've ghosted him. You've ghosted me on it. And I got to come back to Black Label. And man, it's just been a blast to be back. Having the matches, having a locker room where it's really fucking chill. Like, those are the environments I thrive in, where it's just it's about having fun. Obviously, I'm, you know, a bad locker room leader. So yeah, putting the belt on me is a questionable decision, but you have to take it from my cold, dead hands. So, yeah.
But like, you took it from Billy Stark. So was it like, or was it getting any, was it like really any, because she's got like a bad track record at Black Label Pro for being a bit of a, you know, being a bit of a bully there too. So is it really,
I mean,
is it a step? I think it's a step up, right?
You know, yeah. Anytime I get to beat up my little sister, that's a win to me.
True.
Yeah. Also being able to win the belt, roll out, look at Mouse and be like, I'm better. It's just, this makes it, you know, this makes it that much more worth it for me.
We got to get Mouse on Indeed. I don't know why I haven't extended the invitation. And
that's a toxic Mouse. Workplace environment.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why, Cole.
Can me and Robert be on it together?
Yeah, totally.
That'd be real chaotic energy.
I want to get Mouse on here so he can just like just shoot on other wrestlers he knows.
Yeah,
but you have to like keep me as a secret so I can be the secret like instigator.
Well, we can't say it now because he's gonna listen.
Mouse would never listen to this.
That's true.
Wow. Mouse is a bully. I guarantee you message him and be like, yo, did you listen to that last episode? And he's like, yeah, man, it was really good. You know, you talking to Shaza McKenzie. You're like, we had Paul Radrick on, and he's like, I know. That's Robert for you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's amazing. Kicking the doors, by the way, the chat, shout out to Paul Radrick for being my buddy Icky's first ever opponent in Paradigm.
Yep. He rode up with the Florida carload with our buddy, all Ron Bass Jr.
Mm.
So honestly, I've given RBJ way too much airplay.
Yeah, I mean, people are gonna think like you really think highly of him at this point.
You're gonna need like 60 kills out of him in the next Call of Duty.
With his 4 damage. Okay.
Okay. There you go. Right. There you go. Right. Thanks, King of the North.
Even though my
not so subtle slide that in there.
We are the best.
two people have said that now. However, so you know, I got an update on you over the last year. How are your cats doing, man?
Dude, they're sick.
Oh shit! Yes.
This is where the views go up.
Yeah, this is always where the views go. If you get some cats and dogs on this or dogs on the stream,
she's probably gonna want to move ASAP.
Instant eyeball boost.
Yep. Out of here.
Look at that.
The chitty chat.
Yeah, we got the cats. That's show.
You still back have 4 cats. You still backpack them around everywhere?
Yeah, we have the backpack downstairs. So if I go to like the gas station, she loves going to the gas station, even though she's not having a great time right now.
That's badass.
Yeah, she's the chill cat. That's Felix. We got Mac, who's like a year and a half. We got Javier and then Sombra. So we have 4 cats. And then we have the cat cam. For the Twitch.
See, that's smart. See? That's where the
you know where the views and the money are, honestly.
It's a view booster. You get a little cat cam going.
That's... Cat cam, we got the rage cam.
Yeesh.
Ooh. That's a used one.
Yep. Me and Nick Gage from St. Louis.
That's a great way to transition into some deathmatch wrestling talk. We haven't talked about deathmatch wrestling here yet. We haven't talked about injuries. You're just coming off of an injury, aren't you, Cole?
Well, yeah. I had a cut on my hand from the Detroit show when I wrestled Crazy King and ended up getting a small, thank God, like not a blood infection. Nobody freak out.
Yeesh.
Nobody freak out. But it's got a like small cut, like a small infection in my hand that flamed up to my arm. So coming back from that. And that's the only the second time ever in wrestling I've had to go to like the ER. So fun times. I had, missed out in Mexico, so that was kind of lame.
Damn,
going to Mexico for the second time, but we're right back at it.
What was the first time that you went to the?
I had about half the other size hole in my shoulder blade, like right about here. Wrestling Alex Clone in St. Louis. Took a tiger driver and one of the light tubes went up into my shoulder and just scooped out a piece of meat. Yeah, dude. And it ruined my Pat McAfee jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Shit. Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah. They had to cut it off. And I was like, I will get my arm out of this fucking shirt. Like, just give me 2 seconds. And they're like, no, we got to cut it off. And I was like, this is my favorite jersey.
that's the worst.
And I don't have a Pat McAfee jersey now because
of damn, come on, Pat. Send our boy another jersey.
Bro.
No, you don't watch this.
I always represent for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. I'll get a new one eventually.
Yeah.
How do you think the Colts are doing this year?
9-8 playoffs, wild card.
I should. Oh, you know what I need. You know what I need. You know what I didn't do that I should have done.
I'm crying on the inside. Six and 11. Anthony Richardson shows promise. I'll miss you, Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I had Taylor.
Hey, we beat Kareem Hunt though.
I had Taylor for fantasy last year, and I was like, at the beginning of the year, I was like, ha 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 ha, and then after a few weeks, I was just like, well, this sucks. Everything sucks.
I'm taking Anthony Richardson as my QB. They're going to have so many run option designs for him. I just need to see some hope, okay?
Some hope.
I need some hope. I need to personally see the Chicago Bears do tragically. That's all I care about personally. Just because I have friends that are Chicago Bears fans, and I will always pray on their downfall. Other than that, if I'm taking a guess for the Super Bowl, Jets win. Aaron Rodgers, fifth MVP.
Jets win.
Whoa.
Best, one of the best defenses in the league. They just got Breece Hall back. They just got Dalvin Cook. You got Gardner, Sauce Gardner. And then who's the really good wide receiver one they have? Come on.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought we were turning this into a small football chat. I'll just go.
I don't pay attention to the New York Jets.
I don't know anything about football.
I don't give two shits about the New York Jets.
Too much wrestling.
Yeah, but I can.
I have to have an out. And battle. I've already caught up on BattleBots until next season. So
mine is the challenge, so it's all good.
I love the challenge, though. But there's so many seasons of it that you can catch up on.
There's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Mine is. I'm addicted right now to catching up on the NBC's, or I think it's NBC. I can't remember the TV drama series FBI.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm fucking addicted to that show. Like ACAB, except for Agent Maggie Bell, except for Agent Maggie Bell and Omar the Colonel Mines,
except and the Colonel Mines. Crazy.
Spencer Reed must be protected at all costs.
Look, those two are like okay, maybe not all costs.
Scott George says Rogers got sacked 6 times in practice today with the Bucs O-line. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the offensive line is trash. That's they're gonna kill him.
I'm just looking forward to my 2 fantasy football drafts and probably losing money again this year.
I'm just ready to travel and wrestle again. I'm so bored of sitting in my apartment.
You have any big travel plans coming up for anything?
England for a month. And I'm capping that off with going to my first overseas battle rap event. I'm fucking Johnny Horror versus New Jersey Twerk. Let's fucking
go. That's hard.
Dude, two legends in the main event, and I'm gonna be on the fucking stage.
Johnny Horror has his own wrestling company out there now too.
Soft Pro. I'll be there. Yeah, me and Man Like Doris are wrestling.
That's fire.
Yeah, that one's gonna be sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he runs Sovereign Pro.
Scotty Horror does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then Premier Battles is his battle rap company out in England as well.
I see tons of crazy shit on YouTube from them all the time, like match wise.
Yeah, they put insane shit together all the time.
Yeah, I saw some I can't remember who he was wrestling with. Saw crazy Leon Slater match off of there the other day.
Maybe him and Ninja.
Was it Ninja? I think it might have been.
Shout out to Leon Slater, man. He's out there destroying it. He killed it this
week. Legend. Young fucking legend, bro.
I'm looking forward to him and Alec Price at homecoming this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That one should be sick.
That's gonna be crazy, man.
Craziest 450 of all time.
Casually half swanton before I do this 450.
I think it was his first like actual GCW match. It was in the last tour of England. He was in our four way, and I just remember he hit the 450 on I think Tony Deppen, and I was like, let me position myself underneath the turnbuckle he's jumping off of, because I just want to see it in person. I'm gonna have the best fucking view right here. So like you can watch it back. Like I inch myself like through the rope and I'm like watching underneath the turnbuckle, and he just does swanton, and I'm like, oh, he just like he's blown up. Like he just I just switched it to a swanton, said fuck the 450, and this man said,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh fuck, I gotta bring up the cover. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Like I was like, fuck it, sit at home. Like that's three, baby. Like I ain't got that. Like
that's three, baby.
I can't do that. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, there's that.
Listen, that's a great spot, actually, though, Cole. Somebody in a multi-man match, someone being distracted by the other wrestler doing some crazy thing, and they forget to break up the pin because they're just like, oh wow, man, I like it. Book it, somebody.
That's the new distraction finish I want to see. There we go.
Not somebody coming out of their song and standing at the top of the ramp and just looking. Fucking worst.
Oh man, I love that. This is one of the greatest like doesn't make sense wrestling tropes of just like I'm gonna come interrupt this thing and ruin it
by having
a grand elaborate entrance and announce myself, and then not actually come anywhere close to the ring.
Terrible. It's
fantastic.
Terrible.
And they've been doing it for decades.
Works every time, 90% of the time.
Every single time, 90% of the time.
So something I wanted to also get into a little with you, if you don't mind. I referenced your TLO a couple times earlier already. But something else that you did, you know, have in there that a lot of people do is you know, you had a bit of a heart to heart with the camera while you were stripping down a car for some derby. Which one? How's derby going? You doing any derby still?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta figure out what my end of the year looks like. I haven't done one this year. I was trying to do one in July and it just didn't come together. Word. So I'm hoping I can somehow manage something together at the end of the year. But as of right now, it doesn't look hopeful for this year. Next year, word, for sure.
But aside from that, also you did get into a you know, quite an open and honest discussion about your mental health at the time, and being that that was also about a year ago, how are you feeling today now? And you know, how's your mental health today? And you know, going, you know, over the last year been?
Man, you know, you just make the best of it. Mm-hmm. Again, at the end of the day, I have to look at the grand, bigger picture. And it's if I never go past the level I'm at now, like I've done more than a lot of people in my same scenario could ever dream of. And so I've been trying to live a lot more with a lot more gratitude for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to experience going into the locker room and seeing guys I haven't seen in forever and having as good of a time as I can with them, because there's a lot of times, you know, shout out RIP SPO, you know, we don't know how long we have on this planet, and mm-hmm. being able to live a life as a professional wrestler whose sole job currently is Twitch and professional wrestling, like, I'm a very lucky person, and it's done a lot to help my mental, just realizing how lucky I am to not only wrestle, but man, I grew up not having friends that shared the same interests as me. Like, I grew up completely outcast. Now all my fucking best friends like the same shit that I do. Mm-hmm. Like, they all love wrestling. And it's like, we see Twitter stuff go on, and to me, I get so disheartened and discouraged sometimes if I go into that shit. It's like, because, yeah, maybe there are certain people that will never get a shot at that. And, like, there's a lot of people that are going to feel, whether it's they're not worthy of that or they're not enough or why can't they get an opportunity. Or to me, it's like, I could be very upset by that, but it's like, I'm very lucky to go wrestle this Friday at H2O and wrestle Saturday and wrestle Sunday. Like, you have to learn to take everything that you have and be grateful for it. And mm-hmm. that's what I'm trying to do. And it's hard because, like, you know, I'm very lucky to be on, like, the premier independent a lot,
mm-hmm.
which is GCW. And there's a lot of harsh criticisms of me. Guess what, guys? I know I'm fucking not jacked, okay? I tried tanning. I'm fucking pale. I am who I am. And you can either let that shit eat at you and that just becomes everything you think about, or you can just be like, hey, I'm a guy that gets to rock and roll on the weekends that somehow people like, and that's what I choose to enjoy.
So. That's dope. No, that's great. I think more people need to hear that, because I'm sure with all the drama that's happening today, and that happens quite often, it can get discouraging for a wrestler. It can get discouraging for a lot of people seeing these events happen and think you're being overlooked and think that you're not good enough, even though you are. And, like, it there's politics around all these things. Sometimes it just doesn't fall in your favor, but just keep going for it, man, because eventually somebody's going to find it out. And wrestling is changing into back closer to what the territorial days represented. And that's a good thing. So just, like, honestly, kill it in your region. We talked about Indiana wrestling here. Like, the guys that Cole and his friends are putting Indiana wrestling on a map, and eventually they're not going to need to go to over to GCW and the bigger independent companies, because they'll have their own scene that's killing it and destroying it. So that's where independent wrestling needs to go. Don't get too discouraged out there. It's super rough. There's a lot of wrestling and not that many slots for wrestling, especially with independent wrestling. So,
and it's hard, man. I see so many people in so many locker rooms just get beat up, and they're like, they just beat themselves up. And I'm like, hey, man, yep. Like, enjoy the moment that we have.
Yes.
Right here, like.
Titus. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. You're good, baby. I get you.
Friends. I'm friends.
But it's like, wrestling. Like, I went to a show, and it was a small building, and there's maybe 75 fans, but how they packed the building, it looked like 300, right? And there was somebody that was like, man, like, I should have been on this show today. Like, something happened. I was like, bro, like, these people are ready to see a fucking show. They paid like $15. And I was like, this building's packed. This environment's sick. I was like, just go out there and try to have as much fun. Like these people spent $15
mm-hmm.
to come watch you wrestle in your underwear. Fucking have fun, bro.
Yep.
And, like, when you have fun, it translates to the fans. And the fans realize that they can have fun with you. They can escape whatever real-life bullshit's going on, because we all have that. And then, like, the guy had one of the most fun matches I've ever seen him have. And I was like, It's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, enjoy it. Make it as.
Technology. Fucking love technology.
Gonna be the end of us. The robots and the aliens are gonna combine and double total elimination.
Like, just take me out already. Like, I'm volunteer number one. Like, let's. I want to get the first look. Give me like 5 minutes to come back here and be like, y'all, I saw some shit, and then take me back.
Trying to get on a spaceship and
I'm trying to be one of the YouTube video mysteries that people will be talking about in like 10 years. Like, Cole Radrick was a independent American professional wrestler based out of Indiana. And then over a 3-day span, he said he got captured by aliens. And then he returned for 5 minutes, got on Twitch and said, y'all, these motherfuckers are real. And then he disappeared again. And then like some kid is watching that and they're like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
See some fucking
some shit.
You go down a 20-hour YouTube rabbit hole of like Cole Radrick discoveries.
Ten years down the road, there's gonna be footage from like some like Peruvian wrestling company.
Bro,
there's gonna be a luchador that like kind of just looks like a 10-year aged Cole Radrick with a full face mask on that hits a little Sebastian's, mm-hmm. and you're like,
Don't fucking take me back there, man.
Like, I remember him.
Could that be him? Was that a Cole Radrick sighting? He's the man under the mask wrestling in Peru now, isn't he?
No, what's going to happen is I'm going to have some found footage like Cloverfield about me. That's what's going to end up.
Are you going to terrorize the city? Is that what you're trying to tell us right now?
No. I'm going to fall asleep and take a nap and never wake up, brother.
Gotcha. That makes more sense.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my good God. Well, Cole Radrick, we fell off the rails completely.
yeah, I feel like I should apologize, but I'm absolutely sorry for nothing. Yeah,
No, falling off the rails is the best. Yeah.
I mean, you did mute Righteous's mic, so we don't have to talk.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, dude.
I had to. I just wanted to let my intro go on a little.
I'm on this show too, Mike.
I just wanted to let my intro go on a little longer, y'all.
Get my West Coast Pro shirt. If you guys haven't seen the West Coast Pro Cup two nights, go and watch it right now on IWTV.
Fucking dope company.
Starboy Charlie came out the victor. He's on his way. That tournament that they have this weekend with all the juniors in Philadelphia is going to be off the rails insane.
Let's go, Jordo.
Jordo's gonna destroy it out there. Can't wait for the big homie to tear it.
Young dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
That All Star Junior Festival is just an insane. Like that,
they're still announcing people. I'm like, I thought you guys were gonna stop at 16, and they're like, we're at 53 now. I'm like, yo, how long is this show gonna be?
Is it a tournament or is it just like a couple days of a shitload of matches with a bunch of juniors against each other? Like I
think it's just one day.
Is one day?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a lot. Yeah. That's going to be so many matches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause the next day is the Impact and New Japan multiverse.
Oh shit. That's right.
Yeah.
So you went to West Coast Cup last week. I moderated the chat for West Coast Cup last week. That was actually a really cool so that was a cool experience, actually. If we can kind of sidebar into this for a minute here. But they switched up their broadcast format, and instead of doing the show live on IWTV, they did the show live for free on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And the replay is going up later on demand on IWTV. So the replay goes on IWTV. Night one was like 48-hour delay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm assuming night two is probably already up there.
I think
as well.
Night two is up there already. Yeah.
Go on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. No, so it's not on YouTube. So it's like you watch the live broadcast on YouTube immediately, or you wait 48 hours basically to watch the replay.
Mm-hmm.
But having it available for free on YouTube, I did notice there was a ton of people turning up in that chat. And because it was on YouTube, also there's a live chat, which is also something unique to, like, or you know, that differentiates from the IWTV stream. But
mm-hmm.
I noticed there was a lot of people getting in the chat that were like, never watched West Coast Pro before. I was basically finding it for free on YouTube was the gateway into their eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the product, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm wondering if that's going to be a thing that more people catch on to, because as we do know, West Coast Pro does be, kind of a bit of a tastemaker.
They're sick.
So, yeah, I thought that was a very cool, interesting format. I liked it.
Tonight, tune into the West Coast Pro YouTube page too. They're doing a showcase at the West Coast Pro School. Some local talents are going to get their thing off. So, yeah, tune into that page. Subscribe to that page. It's going to be really dope. Some really dope things are happening West Coast Pro from here on out. So, tune in, subscribe, get in.
Absolutely.
Bring in Cole Radley.
Watch.
Yeah. Do it.
Love them. Fucking love them. Mm-hmm. Love to be there.
Do it.
I'll beat somebody up.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Dude, I'll also bring them up to my neck of the woods here in Canada, because, I wouldn't. I went to some pro wrestling Ontario over the weekend. Also, I had a very good time. I got to see all my favorites from around here. Matthew Grant, Travis Moore, Von Vertigo, Crystal Moon. But you got to see some people. They had a Chicago carload come up, so I got to see. For the first time, I got to see Storm Grayson. He defended the Freelance Championship. Bang Bros came up.
Formerly known as Bang Bros.
The bros that used to bang.
Yes. Bang and Matthews, cease and desist. The bros that used to bang. I'm not sure which.
Shout out. Those are my boys. Trevor Outlaw?
No, Coda Hernandez was.
Oh, shout out, Coda.
So Coda Hernandez
is fucking a G, bro.
I was
fucking one of the next up kids. I swear to you. And he's been wrestling for like 12 years, but
yeah, and his entrance music is Schoolboy Q, so like he won me over. Uh-huh. As soon as I heard Schoolboy Q, I was like, I like you already. Mm-hmm. You could go out there and just do rest holds. I don't care.
That dude rules. I love Soda. I love the bros that used to bang. I mean, David's okay, but August Matthews.
Yeah, August is we had a little cipher outside. I met him. It was good. Yeah, good show.
They should have changed it to Bang Busts after Bang Bros.
Yeah, just keep going until somebody stops trying to sue them.
X videos.
Yeah. Let's keep going with it. Keep going with the shtick until you get all the cease and desist from every porn site there is.
The brother is Bang.
The bros that used to bang.
That's a really good name, though.
I also said Bro Bang Mountain, but.
Oh my God.
That's why.
But
where?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
y'all act like that. I said something wrong.
No, that was amazing. That is a good play on words. That's what I was laughing at.
I liked it.
But how close in relationship to like geography is it to Rex Ship Mountain?
Oh, they couldn't get close. August could get a day pass. David wouldn't be allowed on. Don't tell me there's a Super Weenie Hut Juniors down to the left.
Super Weenie Hut Juniors.
Yeah, down to the left. It's Warren's stuff.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cole Radrick, want to say thank you very much for your time today.
So cool.
I'm sorry. Y'all
no.
didn't deserve this.
No, we love you. No, and it's always a great chat because it's the chaos of Cole Radrick. We love it.
It's expected. Know.
Something.
Hey, no.
We expect it, but it's also like we expect to get a cold once a year, but we don't look forward to it.
That's true.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Points are being made.
Nah, you're too hard on yourself, sir. F, you said it best. Let the people know where they can find you at. If you have anything coming up that you want to plug, tell them all where to go.
You can go right there. See the at symbols at @ColeRadrick. You can catch me on the Twitch at twitch.tv/RattyDaddy4ever. And we're out.
Awesome.
Yep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.